Oh, this, I'm scared already.
I know you are. This TikTok video has come out from this girl in Hawaii explaining how you actually protect yourself from a shark coming at you. And, yeah, you know what, maybe it's good advice, maybe it's not, but you've got to talk to the experts on this. You can't rely on TikTok for all your...
Well, she is a marine biologist. You have to give her some sort of street cred.
Really?
Well, and she's showing... Well, in the video, she's got her arms... stuck out straight, and she's touching the shark on the nose, keeping eye contact with it the whole time. So she's telling people what to do if a shark comes up to you. I think...
Well, that'd be a no-no.
I'd have a heart attack already, so it wouldn't matter.
Well, let's get a shark expert on. He's at Griffith Uni on the Goldie. Dr. Hammerhead is his handle. What's his real name?
Dr. Johan Gustafsson. Good morning, Johan.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fantastic, thank you. Oh, you need to calm us down after watching this video. This is absolutely crazy. Obviously, you've seen it. It's been viewed something like 14.5 million times, probably twice that by now. I mean, have you had this sort of experience with a shark? It was a tiger shark.
Yeah, I've handled and worked in tags and held down 4.7 metre tiger sharks.
What do you mean held down?
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean held down?
Well, you just, you know, you hug them, hold them. So we bring them because we have to work with them, right? We have to measure them, tag them. If we take a biopsy sample, we'll take a biopsy sample of them. So we'll restrain them. They've still got, you know, water flowing through their mouth. So they're,
they're breathing. Well, I was going to say, you'd want to restrain them if you're taking a biopsy from them. My goodness.
Yeah, but they don't really feel that much. Their skin is that tough. It's like leather. It's really thick leather. But yeah, they've always been placid. So tiger sharks are really, they're not the massive aggressive animal that a lot of people make them out to be. They're actually really quite, they remind me of the big marshmallow man out of Ghostbusters.
Really?
Big softies.
Yeah.
So when do they only attack if they're either hungry or feeling threatened?
Well, we never use the word attack because it's a big misleading term. Most sharks are very curious and they're investigatory, so they'll always come and have a look at you and then they'll have a bit of a sniff because they don't know what you are. So they're just going, well, what are you? Are you a bit of driftwood? Are you a seal? Which you're not, you know, what are you?
What do you mean they don't know? Well, mankind has been around for hundreds of thousands of years. Surely by now they know that's a fish, that's a human or something along those lines. I mean, we'd have to be identified in their minds by now, wouldn't we, Doc?
You think so, but we're very terrestrial mammals and we don't encounter every single shark like in big groups like we do with land-based animals. You know, a cat knows what we are, but a shark doesn't.
Fair enough.
So, I mean, is there something to this? I mean, if you came across... What should you do if you come across a shark in the water?
So if you're, like, in the video and you've got this really nice, healthy tiger shark coming at you, like what it is in the video... There's no display of any threatening behaviour from that shark. They always give you something to show that they're aggravated or they feel threatened. Mm-hmm. So it'll be like a cat where it arcs its back and its pectoral fins will be clamped down on a sharp angle. Okay. They can show their teeth. They'll actually swim like a lot faster than what they were in the video, and then they'll move away. You know, it's like one of those defending movements that you see rhinoceroses doing to vans and some dogs and other animals will do. So they'll do all these displays, these threatening displays. So here, this animal is just super relaxed. It's just going, comes up just to have a bit of a check out, and then it would have just kept going past it probably.
So it's only in the movies that you have the charges sharking. It's just a bit of Hollywood stuff, is it?
Yeah, pretty much. If you've got things like dead fish that you've speared and you put into a sack and you know, into a little catch bag and you... trawl that behind you at a certain distance, or at a good distance. That's bait for a shark, so they can smell that, and they evolved to sense the smell and the blood of fish. All right, marine animals, not humans. Mm. That's another story. But they will go after that before they go even anywhere near you. So a lot of spear fishermen will always find out that their catch is being tugged, you know, first, and it's gone.
Okay, so I should start wearing that at the beach now. I'll be dragging out a big long rope with a crab pot full of dead fish, and then I'll be fine. Honestly, though, I just think surely, if you're in the ocean, if you're out there and you've really got no chance, come on.
No, well, I mean, I've been out in the ocean. I go swimming out in the big blue, go no, diving all the time.
They know you're a shark expert, so they look after you.
Yeah, they don't like me at all. They just go, there's that idiot that tries to catch me and stick stuff on me.
Is it true, though, that you can bang them on the nose to make them go away because that's the sensitive part of their body?
Yeah, they got all the there's two types of sensors they've got. They've got the electromagnetic sensors, which is these little sensitive paws that can pick up your electrical signals, and that's what the shark shields and those sort of electromagnetic deterrence effect. So that's what they use to find prey that are all over the place.
Okay.
And the second one is called the lateral line system that goes down the side of their bodies and around the front of their noses, and that's how they can feel pressure differences in the ocean all around them, so they know where you are. Because anything that's in front of a shark, especially that close, they can't see it because their field of vision doesn't go that vast. That close in front, so they use those sensors to feel where they are and what's in front of them. If you put your hand on there, if the animal is charging, a very extremely rare time that it's going to do that, and you'll know it's charging you. If it's doing that and you put your hand out in front of it, nothing's going to stop it.
No.
Like it's 800 or one ton of mass coming at you.
All right, you need the shark repeller,
Dally. Well, look, anyway. But at the end of the day, we will remind everyone that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Hammerhead, but haven't we got something like a 1 in 260 million chance of getting attacked by a shark?
Yeah, super rare still. I have to do a risk assessment every time I drive to work, but never when I go diving with a shark. So,
all right.
I've got more chance of choking on my coffee.
That's right. Dr. Hammerhead, thank you so much for your time. It's good you get up so early on a Friday morning and chat to us about it. So take that TikTok video with a grain of salt if you want to take it on. Fair enough. Otherwise,
stay
in the water. Stay in the water. We'll get shark repellent. Is that the advice?
If you're scared, get a shark shield.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much. It's 12 to 7 here at Zinc. If anyone in the Zinc family has had a shark encounter, be keen to hear about it. Did you run away? Well, obviously, if you ran away, you survived.
Did you run away? Swam away, maybe, unless it was a very talented shark.
Just talking about shark encounters, can you share, Ali, what happened or what you'd noticed?
Oh, well, I was just saying to Dr. Johan over the phone, I do have this really bizarre, ridiculous fear that I'm going to, come to my end by getting eaten by a shark.
That's pretty
heavy. It's crazy, I know. And a couple of years ago when I was down in Hobart, I was at this footy prezzo night and there was this girl there who was playing for them. And I hadn't met her before, and this is like my third year into living down in Hobart and doing radio down there. And I just said to her, who are you? Haven't seen you before playing footy. And she said, I've just been away for a year diving, deep sea diving. I'm studying marine biology. And I was like, that's so brave. I could never do that. And I told her what my fear was. And she sort of had this, she was just sort of looking at me, and I just immediately went into damage control because I thought, you idiot, Al. Like, why would you say that to someone who's just told you that they are going to do that for their career? And so I just immediately started rambling and going, I know it's ridiculous. It would never happen. And, how stupid, that's amazing that you've chosen that for a career. And anyway, she sort of just was looking at me deadpan and she just said, well, it's not ridiculous. And she said, I watched my father be eaten by a great white shark.
Oh, God. Oh, God. What do you say? Where do you look?
Well, I said immediately, you're not serious. But I knew that she was. I didn't know what to say. I just said, you're not serious. And she said, yeah. So her father was a very experienced diver. And they'd been diving with him her entire life. She was about 20. And, they had been diving off Maria Island down in Tasmania. And, they were diving together and she came up, and after about 10 minutes of being on the boat, she just thought, where's Dad? What's he doing, And she went down and, she very tragically saw the shark with her father.
Ali, I'm so sorry.
It was horrendous.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I just said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And very it had happened in the 18 months before I even moved to Hobart. So I was the only person in Tasmania, I think, that didn't know her story. But
wow.
It's just such a tragic story.
God, it is tragic.
And
isn't
so
it?
Brave of her to continue to do that for, her career. I mean, I guess it is so rare, isn't it?
Yeah, Lou, are you weighing in, mate?
Yeah, mate, yeah. A few years ago, I was trying to convince a mate that there's bull sharks in the Maroochy River.
Okay.
Right, and he don't come up there, you know, all this sort of stuff. Anyway, so I talked him into going camping one weekend. Anyway, he wanted to go for a swim in the river and have a bit of a clean-up, and I said, no, I wouldn't if I was you, because even though there was a fair bit of fresh water in the river, anyway, I talked him out of it. He went to bed. I stayed up fishing. I caught two bull sharks. The largest of was just over 3 feet.
Jeez.
When he got up in the morning and seen them, he said to me, I thought you were full of crap, mate. You know?
Did you get a photo, or was it just you talking about it?
I'm talking about this is, you know, back in the day before you had
cameras.
Your mobile phones.
Yeah, okay, so a long time ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Freaky stuff, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but they're still in there. Like, I've been fishing in there and, like, in a 10-foot tinny and seen them swim past the boat, and they're nearly as big as what the tinny is.
See, I've heard stories about them being in the canals around Noosa and stuff like that, and you think, oh, people are just making it up, but people start posting photos, and then it freaks you out, and you think, why are people swimming in there?
Yeah. But, like, the majority of the time, yeah, they'll leave you alone. They'll leave you alone. They, like Doc Yaham was saying, they're not interested in eating us. We're too bony for them.
Wow. Oh, all right. Yeah, Louis, I can see it freaked you out, mate. That is amazing. And, Ali, I mean, I feel for you. I mean, you don't know where to go, where to look when you hear such a tragic story like that.
Oh,
but,
I just felt so awful for her. Yeah. I mean, don't feel for me. Feel for her and her family.
Yeah, exactly. Horrendous. But it's one of those confronting situations. You just don't know what to say, where to
look.
No.